Love Me Sweet, Love Me Tender. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for...
Listen up. Jesus is on the air. I'm not even going to make a comment.
Thank you. And that was Dr. Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, PhD, and we love Jesus.
And we are so happy that you're all listening to us today. Did you know, Tony? Elvis is in the house. Did you know that?
Yes,
not
I
only
know.
Is Elvis here, we have also lurking behind him Johnny Cash and so many others. We have a young man today who, with his dad, have been working together, working and sharing the work of Elvis at concerts all over the world. And Greg Peters and Lamar Peters are here with us today. JJ isn't. He left his guitar at home. But thank God that Greg is here with his guitar, because we're going to have some wonderful, wonderful things happen. I'd love to open the show with a song that both of you wrote. First of all, would you like to say hello to the guys?
Hello, everybody. This is Lamar Peters.
And Greg?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Greg Peters.
Okay. And these two, father and son, write music? Do Elvis shows?
Absolutely. All over, like you said, all over the world. And today we're here for the main sole purpose of our Lord and our Savior.
That's right.
And we have a beautiful song that we'd like to sing to you that me and my dad wrote, and it's called Praying to the Lord. Are you guys ready?
We are. Are you?
Are you all ready in television land? Let's do it. Or radio. What can a man say about the way he lives? Each day he's wondering how to find his way to his destiny. Somewhere out there, my eyes look towards the sky. I seek the Lord, for He will be my guide to love and joy and peace. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying to the Lord. Show me the way to the promised land. Reach out your arm and I will take your hand. I shall walk with you in peace. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way. Praying to the Lord. Praying to the Lord. To my Lord.
Wow.
Thank you.
Amen.
Now, we just want the two of you to chat with us for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Hey, Greg, tell us how you got into doing what you do with Elvis and then Lamar, and then you're going to bring Lamar in.
I just woke up one day, and I had a full head of hair. I had sideburns. I started singing in the house. My mom said, "You look and sound like Elvis. I think you got a job for the rest of your life."
Leave it
and
to
the
moms.
Rest is Elvis in concert. Years have gone by. I've been in it a long time now. 34, as they say, king-size years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
King
you guys
size.
Get a discount on the black dye you buy?
Absolutely.
On the black dye.
That's a pull for Revlon. No, kidding.
But of all the shows we do, I'm most proud to be on the show like this. The show has to do with God and the work of God.
Yeah.
We all need God because we all had some tough times. We went through some great times. But we should love God through all the times, not just wait till times get hard and rough to call his name. We should have that in our hearts all the time.
And you know, our show, what we believe is that Jesus, the Father, the Spirit, fully alive inside of each of us. And those times in life when we have trials and troubles, we get in touch with them because they just surface and say, hey, Lamar, where you been? Hey, Greg, where you been? Can we say hello? And then let us help you through these tough times.
But isn't it so wonderful and so beautiful that throughout all your time of entertainment and the big lights and show business, you do not lose the sight of God? You constantly have Jesus on your mind. I think that's so beautiful. And the other thing I think is so beautiful is that you two guys, father and son, love one another so much.
And JJ.
And JJ. And you mirror.
That's the brother, by the way.
And you mirror. And you mirror Jesus' relationship with his father, our creator. It's beautiful. We got a beautiful relationship going.
I also have a third son, but he's too smart to be in show business.
Lamar,
his name is Gregory.
How did you get into just to what you're doing, and maybe how did you experience the presence of God somehow in your life?
Well, I believe it did have to do. I went to a Christian church for the first time, and I was with the pastor and went right up to the altar, and ever since that day when the Holy Spirit came through my body, everything has been changed for the better, for everything that I can say. I want to give everything to the Lord, our Savior, because I know that's the only way in life to be. Because once you go down that dark road, it's tough, guys. I tell you that much for sure.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what happens to everybody in life. They will be born into a religion because of culture.
Absolutely.
That's the way their family has been doing it for years. But there comes a time in life, like you just said, when you walk up and you say, yeah, I really, there's something here that I want. And you get touched by the Spirit. That's called metanoia. That's a conversion experience. And that's when people are just open totally by the love of God. That doesn't mean you become a holy roller. Doesn't mean you have a halo on your head. 24.
I wouldn't mind it, though.
but what it does mean is that, hey, I have experienced the touch of God somehow or other in my life.
Amen to that.
And I want it. And I want more of it. You know?
But the important thing is you don't forget about God. Even with the increased popularity, now I saw your show. I saw these ladies falling all over you, coming running up. I saw this elderly lady.
I'm sorry, your wife was doing that. No, I'm kidding.
We forgive you, Joan. But through all that, you still know the presence of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that's so beautiful in my eyes. That's why I ran after you.
And we have to tell. Tony and I were at a dinner at Holy Spirit where you were one of the performers. Mm. And actually, we were so taken by you, and so was everybody there, that they kept calling you back, and they kept calling you back.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you were wonderful. And you have a stage presence that is delightful. I'm sure you did too, Greg, but I didn't see you perform. But your stage presence is delightful, and your ability to work with the people is just so natural.
Thank you very much. You know? I appreciate
it. And the
that.
Relationship with the audience was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And by the way, you left, but he came back at the end of the show.
Well, I have to be in bed.
I know. You had to be home early.
I
know.
Take my little papillon.
He's rather elderly, you know. And yes,
he didn't want to miss
things.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Come on. No, I'm kidding.
So anyway, but he came back, and he wowed him again. He wowed him with his own natural voice. And then... And then I saw something that grabbed me. I saw a cross hanging down his neck.
Every show
and
I have.
Something says to me, get that guy. And so he was leaving, and I said to my wife, I'll be right back. And I ran after him in the hallway, and I says, oh, excuse me. And I know he was startled, because he later told my wife, he heard an old man saying, excuse me. He says to himself, this can't be good.
Who's the old man?
Me. Oh. So anyway, that's why he asked me to be on the show. And I
thank you guys for having me on the show. This is a blessing to me.
Well, it's a blessing Definitely. To us, and I hope this is a beginning of a new, long friendship.
Absolutely. Very long. There's Almost like a forever.
Else. There's something else.
Is that
going
God
on?
Calling? Are we doing you justice, Lloyd?
You did the same thing last week, Palmer.
No, what's not me. Mine's off.
We can't blame him now. Come
I think
on.
It's a song from heaven.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to do something just a little different than our format here.
Sure.
Trevor, could you put on Elvis? And I'd love you to sing along, and Greg, you sing along as well with Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace? I think you know that one.
You're not going to sing, are you, Palmer?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
And if this works out, boy, we're really in.
Then we're really good.
Can you hear it?
Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound that saved.
I gave him money. I never got it paid back.
He'll get you.
I work alone.
You may have to. I threw a curve at them because they couldn't hear the music in the background.
I didn't have my coffee yet.
But, you know, being in show business, as you have been, Greg, for 30 years, and Lamar, how long have you been doing this?
I'm doing this about 12 years. I'm doing the Elvis show about 5 years.
And how do you hold on to your own values when you're surrounded by things that are not so much of God? How do you do that?
Well, to be honest with you, the reason why I wrote the song Praying to the Lord is because of the question you just asked. I needed to write this song to let people know that God is God. God is real. And I've been through a lot of situations in my life where if I didn't turn to God, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now on this talk show, because if it wasn't for him and his guiding grace and through music, because we all know that the Lord listens even more so when we sing and praise his name. So, and that's how I would definitely like to say it that way.
And people would be surprised how you got the gift, if you want, of not only doing Elvis, but Johnny Cash. And
absolutely.
What happened? Like you said, you came out of your mother's womb.
I came out, but I didn't come out screaming. I came out dancing, kicking, and spitting, I think. I don't know. I had blonde hair and blue eyes, and now, well, that all ended. ladies and gentlemen, I have black hair and brown eyes. What happened to me?
But you got all these voices. You do. Let's hear a couple that you do.
I do a little bit of Johnny Cash, I do Elvis, and sometimes I just like to do me.
And that's the best.
And
thank
when
you.
You sang that song at the beginning of the show, that was you, and it was beautiful. And it came from the heart, and we knew it.
Thank you very much.
Because God was there inside of you saying, hey, I want people to know that performers who are in radio, television, on the stage, carry me with them too.
Absolutely.
And when you speak and when you sing, whether people are laughing or enjoying, or as we saw the women coming up and dancing, that was the spirit of our joy and our love coming alive in people because of you and because of you, Greg, because you touched them all those years. That's God. And he's saying, I'm a kind of a God. I like people to laugh and to sing and to dance too. It's all right to be on your knees and to pray.
Absolutely.
But I want you to have life, and I want you to have love, and I want you to have joy.
God wants us to show all his sides.
That's
in
right.
Us.
That's right.
And given that all that excitement that night, all that hurrah, all that raving from those women, Jesus came out of you, and he touched me. And I'm sure if he touched me, he touched many other lives. So Jesus was live and real when you
and
that performance.
And that night was also a fundraiser for the parish.
They were happy.
And that's why I had to do it. I agreed. I was saying, if I don't do this, I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah, but you were there. See, you were giving of the talents that God gave you, and you were helping a church. Could be any church. It happened to be a Catholic church that night.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you guys are going to do an extravaganza coming up at LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, LaGuardia Plaza, that would be across from LaGuardia Airport. That's going to be
May 5th.
You're
not going to be singing on the runway?
Oh, no, not this time. I couldn't do that.
We only do that at noon. We don't do that at the night. We got to see the planes coming.
Okay.
It's going to be May 5th, Saturday, May 5th. And there'll be two extravaganza shows, one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. And if you'd like to know any further information about it, please call 347-288-7523. And for further information, just stay tuned to this radio station.
What was that phone number again?
That's 347-288-7523.
What was that?
347-288-7523. One more time, John.
We just got people who are scrambling for their pens and pencils, so we got to give them time to write.
We have some more good news.
What's that?
This is your first album, your first record?
This is my first original album.
On Lamar's first original album, we have 10 discs that we're giving away, compliments of John Palmer. He's paying for them.
He didn't know that before the show, guys.
John, you're so generous. All you have to do is email us at listenup1240@aol.com, and we'll mail you that disc free of charge compliments of Dr. John Palmer.
Yeah.
And Praying to the Lord is the first song. What's the other song that you have?
The other song that I have on the album is a cover song by Mr. Tracy Byrd called Keeper of the Stars. And it is one of my favorite country, western, and Christian songs, I believe, because who is the keeper of the stars? We all know God. Mm,
that's right.
He's the creator.
He is the creator.
And he's the keeper.
If you'd like, it is on that album. If you'd like to play it, you're more than welcome.
Well, I don't know. Trevor, could we play this?
I hope so.
By the way, God is the keeper of the stars because he's not an absentee landlord. He didn't just create it and walk away. He makes sure he watches over us.
There is no landlord in my book. It's just the Lord.
It's a very long lease, by the way.
Yes.
And that's the second song?
It's the second song. Thank you. I was going to say that. And what a beautiful day we got, huh?
Oh,
it's always a blessed day when we're talking about the Lord.
Yes.
And this is Keeper. What is the song again?
This is called Keeper of the Stars. This is a cover by Lamar Peters, myself.
And he's here with us, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Jesus is here with us.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you.
I will. How we doing, Trev? Cut two. Here we go.
It was no accident. Me finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look into your eyes. I tip my hat to the keeper of heart. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. I've got all I'll ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. Light on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. When he joined these two hearts, I hold him with me. When I hold you in my arms, I've got all I'll ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. Had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure people have told you that, but you really have a beautiful voice. You don't need to imitate anyone.
You should be yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the songs, if you're really going into Christian music like that in some ways, there's such a need for talented people to really get the word of God out there musically.
Absolutely.
And you could do that, mix it into your shows
as you go along. My show is basically called the Rock and Roll Review Show, but I always get them with a glitch. I'll have my Christian songs, and I love, the thing that gets me the most is, because I do the Elvis shows and shows of that, I love to do most of the gospel. You know, the Elvis was so connected with gospel. And yes, he was the king of rock and roll, but in my heart, I believe he was so much more than that, as you just said about me. And I want to present to the world me, an original Lamar Peters, not just only as Elvis.
That's right. And you know, Elvis started in gospel.
Absolutely.
And went into popular music. And I would love to see you reverse the process and come back into
God
gospel.
Willing,
just thinking about that, John.
You do have a gift, and it's beautiful. It really is. And God must be very pleased when you sing. And as I said, you don't have to have a halo. You don't have to sprout wings. You just be you and let God work through you. And he will.
He introduced himself to you. Wasn't that a quick introduction he gave you?
Absolutely. He swung that door so open, I was like, whoa.
You know, we're going to talk about someone who reversed his life.
Yeah, he married.
It's our saint of the day. And this is a real...
Winner. Don't steal my thunder.
I won't tell him that you're going to talk about St. Ignatius.
And that's correct. We're going to talk about St. Ignatius. Why? I don't know. I just got hit with the Holy Spirit. It says, St. Ignatius. And I says, okay. And I said, I don't know anything about Lamar's life. I don't know where the conversion came from, how it happened, but we'll do it. St. Ignatius was born in Spain. And he was a good-looking guy, you know, like Lamar, and he had women following him all over the place. Yeah, he was a womanizer. And he was a soldier in the Spanish army. And he thought about women while he was in the army, and he was a gallant fighter, gallant. And one day it all started when he was hit with a cannonball. Now, do you all know Palmer, do you know what a cannonball is? No, you're too young. I'll tell you.
It's a candy, isn't it?
A cannonball is, in those days, they fired big bowling balls as weapons. And that's what they fired. And so he was hit with a cannonball in his legs. And it knocked him for a loop. So it all began with that cannonball. And that was the turning point for Ignatius. He was a soldier fighting for Spain against the French. That was how he came to be wounded by the cannonball, the famous now cannonball. They hit him in the legs, tearing open his left calf and breaking his right skin. He was captured by the French, but he was allowed to be carried home on a stretcher where he lived and where his father was a nobleman, because he impressed the Frenchmen so much with his bravery. The doctors there found that one leg had been badly set, and it had to be rebroken and reset again. It was very painful, and Ignatius had to stay in bed for a long time. He was a little bored, he wanted something to read, but he actually wanted, in those days, what we would call today, girly magazines, and magazines of romance, or articles of romance, but instead, he was given a book about the stories of saints. And so, having read a few of the stories, including the one of St. Francis, suddenly dawned on him, I could be as saintly as St. Francis. Yeah, I could. And maybe that was Jesus calling him to the faith. So when his leg was mended, instead of returning to the army, he gave away his uniforms, he dressed himself as a beggar, and went off to live in a mountain cave, where he decided to get fit. Not physically fit, but mentally fit. He trained his mind by praying 7 hours a day. He wrote about what he was doing, describing it as a spiritual exercise. He next decided he needed more education. So at the age of 33, the age of Jesus, when he was crucified. He went back to school and sat in a class with 11-year-olds to learn Latin. He then journeyed to Rome and Jerusalem. He next set about seriously studying Spanish universities, about becoming a priest. Ignatius stated that Society of Jesus in the year started the Society of Jesus in the year 1534. The Pope gave it his approval in 1540, and within the next 100 years, Jesuits had started 500 schools and several universities. Members of the society also journeyed as missionaries in many distant countries, and all because of Saint Ignatius. It was John who named the present-day version of the Indian game lacrosse because the stick reminded him of the staff in which Saint Ignatius had carried. He was joined by many other students when he was trying to organize. They jointly made vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. They also agreed to follow the spiritual exercises that Ignatius had written down and promised to carry out wherever jobs the Pope might ask him to do. They felt that they were to become an army or a society with Ignatius as its general fighting for Jesus. Pope Paul III liked the idea, and so began the Society of Jesus. Since 1554, its members had been known as Jesuits. Sometimes they had been accused of being too strict, but ever since the days of Ignatius, they had thought of themselves as soldiers of Christ. And you know what, Lamar? You are truly a soldier of Christ.
Thank you.
Now I know why Jesus wanted me to be Ignatius.
Yeah, and Dad, you know, it's so nice to see the father and son here and really being close. And I know you have your way about show business, and so does Lamar, so you must have butt heads every now and then. But that's normal between father and son.
Tried to steal all my music.
And you've been on.
He took my style, took my money, my costumes.
He also took your love.
I'm kidding.
He took your love.
That's a wonderful show. So he does, his show goes from A to Z. He does the King of Rock and Roll. He does oldies. He does dancing. He can dance like anybody could dance.
You know what he did that night that we saw you, Lamar? You ran across the stage and down your knees. You know how jealous I am of you? I have trouble walking.
Well, you don't understand. I was tripping over my shoe.
Lamar, did you notice an old man dancing when you were singing?
I knew that was
yes,
John.
No. That old man, believe it or not, was John Palmer.
I'll tell you one thing, folks. He's got some moves.
Say it right. The kid's got some moves.
And, Greg, you've been on television shows. And you also had a spread in Newsday, a central center page spread.
I'm most proud of that piece because I'm the only showbiz guy who has gotten that. In the Newsday Sunday pullout. And I think I was the first and the last as a tribute showman to get the centerfold in the Newsday pullout.
And you know, you keep Elvis alive. You kept him alive for 30 years by going around and
more
doing
than
his
30
show.
Years.
Yeah.
34 years.
Wow.
King size years.
Wonderful.
And he had two great friends that I love too. Tom Jones and Engelbert. I also
do
the songs of the big three.
And the two of you ever do shows together?
All the time. That's sometimes we do them together. Sometimes we do them separately, of course. And the show we were talking about before for May 5th, of course, me and him will be together. And it's the reason why, of course, again, we're here today is the song. The praying to the Lord, it showed us that we needed to come together, not only just do separate shows, you know. At first when I started going out on my own doing this, I didn't have to, you know.
Let them know that we're here today is because we have 10 complimentary tickets for some
absolutely
folks who would love to come. They're right here. They can call into the station.
Well, they can email us at listenup 1240 at AOL.com, and we'll send them out. And these are compliments to you two guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And the show, we have 5 for Lamar's show and 5 for my show.
And the show is going to be fabulous.
Thank you.
Are you going to take me, Palmer?
No, I was really thinking of doing. Yeah, listeners, they're used to us because we pray a lot, and we wonder, what does God want us to do? And what I'm hearing right now, Trevor, is that we move into the praying for the healing of the people who sent petitions to us. And we're going to, first of all, I have something I want to say. The listeners are not aware of this, but 2 weeks ago my son died, and he was 45 years of age, and he was in pilgrim state with schizophrenia for 28 years, and the medicine wasn't working anymore, so they were taking him off medicine to get him ready for shock therapy, and unfortunately he had a heart attack and died. And people say, well, he was in an institution and he was there for 28 years. And I remember giving workshops, and a man came out of the audience one time, and you're Dr. Palmer? And I said, yeah. He said, I work at Pilgrim State. And incidentally, I want to also mention the workers at Pilgrim State were wonderful. And they have a bad reputation because of the press, but they were wonderful and caring and loving. Anyway, this man came out of the audience and said to me, yeah, I work at Pilgrim, and I'm on the ward with your son. And many times, because I'm spiritual, I would ask God, why don't you heal him? Because when I pray with other people, you heal them. Why don't you heal him? And this man answered the question, and because he said, I was there with John for a while, and I said, yeah. Well, you don't know the way he is on the unit. And I said, no, I don't. And he said, all he did was talk about Jesus, about God's love, and he had a devotion to the Blessed Mother. Mm. And that answered my question. That's why he was there. That's Amen. Why he was there.
It's a beautiful story.
You know, and Elvis did a wonderful song that I'd like to play. And I don't know why we're getting feedback. It could be from my little microphone here. And the song is The Miracle of the Rosary.
Blessed Mother, we pray.
I offer that for my son.
To thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
crazy partner here, the night before was in prayer, and he had words that he wrote out and read at the wake, and it's what I've lived by for these past couple of weeks, talking about how God does heal you.
And John visited his son every Sunday.
For 28 years, yeah.
Every Sunday. Well,
but the words are, don't cry for me. I'm in a better place. Don't cry for me. I didn't arrive in haste. Don't cry for me. Here, I will always see your face. I knew I would always see you every Sunday. You always said hello. I really knew you loved me so, just with that little hello. You told me when I was good. You told me when I was bad. But guess what? You never ever made me sad. I hope you knew how much I loved you so, even more when you had to go. Don't cry for me. I'm in a better place. I was greeted by Jesus and Mary too, and I know it was all because of you. Jesus told me, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Matthew 25:34. Here you will find no suffering, no hunger, no more sadness, no more loneliness, no more isolation, no more violence, and no more hunger. Everyone is treated with dignity and honor, befitting a beloved child of my Father. Don't cry for me. We are all in the light of Christ. I will not be forsaken. Don't cry for me. I'm happy, and I want you to be happy too. Tony, thank you. And we're going to pray for the healing. And I've been touched all during these past 2 weeks by God's love. And it's just unbelievable the way people come out and touch you, you know? And we have a lot of petitions that people send us. And not only for loss of a child, but for so many things. People who need jobs, and people who have broken relationships and need healing. And we're just going to take a few minutes. We join hands, and we're going to pray during these few moments here on the radio that the love of Jesus will go out and touch your hearts as Jesus, through the love of others, has touched my heart during these weeks. Praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We pray for Liz with Chiari disease. And Liz, I'll be back in job this coming Friday. And Liz has tachycardia and vestibular activity, dizziness, and random crazy heartbeats. And Jesus has promised to heal her. We've had other people who have written to us asking for so many healings. And we know, Jesus, that you are there with them. We're just going to pray quietly for a few moments yet a minute. And he's saying in my heart, listeners, the words that John read were given by me to Tony for his comfort, for John's comfort. I want you to know that's how I work. I work through people like Lamar and Greg and so many others who carry my love with them and share my love with those in need. So, you know, you have to understand, my words in Scripture are not empty words. They are real. I'm alive in the Scripture that you read. I'm alive in the songs that you sing, Lamar. I'm alive in so many ways that I touch people's hearts. That's how I work. I'm a behind-the-scenes God. I'm a behind-the-scenes God. So, my friends, don't give up hope on whatever you're dealing with in your life. Don't despair. I'm there. I'll touch you. I'm doing it now. So, dear friends, receive my healing love. Receive my grace. Know that I am alive in you, and know that I'm touching you right now. Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
praise you, Lord.
Praise
we
you
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Tony, if you have anything you want
yes,
to say.
Joan, you're in our prayers.
Mike,
you're
Mike.
In our prayers. Frank, you're in our prayers. Sal, we love you so. Liz, you're the darling of our hearts. And we pray for all those that send us your petitions. And we've had such praise and glory to you, Jesus, for helping those people with the petitions and the healings that you've given to David, baby Veronica. We give you praise and glory and thank you so much, Jesus. And the people you healed that were depressed, the people that were out of jobs, the people that needed work. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you. Give you praise and glory.
And we're going to let Elvis join us for the prayer time with the words that you need to hear. You never walk alone.
And we give you thanks for Lamar and his dad.
We're not finished with our show.
I know.
Thank you.
Hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on.
Began the show by saying Elvis is in the house, and we're coming towards the end of the show, we're saying Jesus is in the house.
Absolutely.
He's here with us in the power of the Holy Spirit, fully alive in each person here. That's why Lamar, that song that you and your dad wrote, it was so beautiful, and because it was right on target for all of our needs. I shared my needs. I wouldn't normally do that, but I felt moved to do that. And everyone listening has those needs where they have to pray to the Lord. And would you guys sing that song for us one more time?
What can a man say about the way he lives? Each day he's wondering how to find his way to his destiny. Somewhere out there, my eyes look towards the sky. I seek the Lord, for he will be my guide. to love and joy and peace, praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way, praying on my knees to the Lord, to the light and the way, praying to the Lord. Show me the way to the promised land.
Everybody reach out now.
Reach out your arms and I will take your hand. I will walk with you in peace.